Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph. Ulamachar Hushvu, Shechoser Behen Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel retracted and now agreed with Beis Shammai. Kavu Mechzer, Yerushalmius. The measurements, the size measurements used in Yerushalayim, Shehen Zayin Lugin, Ubeitza Bechomish Beitza. Lamida Midras. The Yerushalayim ones were 7 lug and a 1 1/5 egg. Vis-a-vis the measurements in the midbar, which was the Omer Lugugelis, a serious Eifa mentioned in the Torah, Chai Bechala, which is Chai Bechala, Kedei Isas Midbar, which is the amount of the dough in the midbar, which was what they got from the mon. Well, Sipul Shtus B'Yushalayim, they add a 6 in Yushalayim, Nimsa Sheish Midbarius, Nichnasus B'Chamesh Yushalmius. The 6 measurements in the midbar would fit into 5 in the Yushalmi. Belug Hanishar Ubeitza Bechomish Beitza, and the remaining log and the 1 1/5 egg, Oilun Lug Yerushalmi, would reach the Lug Yerushalmi, Shalug Midbury, Shisha Beitzim, the Lug in the Midbar was 6 Beitzim, Nichnasim, Bechemisha Beitzim, it's Gedolim, which fit into 5 big eggs. Nimsa Halug Chaser Beitza Gedolim. So the lug is missing 1 large egg, 10 beitza v'chaymish beitza tachas beitza gedola. So you have 1 1/5 egg in lieu of 1 large egg. Shachaymish u'shtus melabayr. The 5th over here is 1/6 when you measure from the outside. Naisav ala beitza, adding onto the egg. Nimsu shisha beitzim gedolim. It comes out to 6 large eggs. Shehin lug gadol, which is a lug gadol. Harihein shisha lugim Yerushalmi is tehein kavu mechzu, which comes out to 6. Yushalayim size lugim, which is a kav and a half. Mishendilo amidus himidus sipari. That was the measurements in sipari. Show defesh shtusal Yushalmis is another 6 on top of the Yushalayim midus. Nimzu havav lugim. Hey, so the 6 lug now are 5. Hey, revatim lugim. Shein revias a kav is 5 quarters of a lug, which is a quarter of a kav. Chamisha v'oid chayavim. The sover of Yosi. The sover of Yosi holds midim midbarius how you beitzim. Gedolim, the measurements in the midbar, this is when Kaisel was in the midbar, were large eggs. Gedolim Mishalon, large in an hour. So Halchin Nami Omer Rav Yosi be'Erevin, the parak Ketzav Mishtatvim. So Rav Yosi says in Maseches Erevin, in the parak of Ketzav Mishtatvim, Kamashir Chetzi Pras, how much is a half of a pras? Shnei Beitzim, Sechakos. 2 eggs which are a little bit larger. V'hosim Mefarish Hai, V'oid Echod, Mechof Be'Beitza, L'Kol Beitza, that V'oid Echod is a 20th to each egg. Hin is Yud Beis Lug, is 12 Lug. Hoislin im Nafalu Seichen Kaidim Shinishlam, if it falls into the mikvah before the mikvah becomes a full, complete mikvah of 40 Sa. Although Nishlam is already a kosher mikvah of 40 Sa, Shu Ein of Nifsal doesn't become a puzzle with Maim Shuvim Mafil Himshik Lusaychen Achrin Kain El of Sa'a. Even if you were to draw into the mikvah another 1,000 Sa'a, it still would become stay kosher. Shechayiv Adam claimants means to say, Hin ain't a lashon Mishnah. Hin is not the language of the Mishnah. A lashon Torah. It's a lashon of the Torah. Elakach shama v'shvayim v'natalin. Rather, but that's how he heard from shvayim v'natalin use it. Rabbi Yisrael Mefarshim a lashon Moshe Rabbeinu is talking in a lashon Moshe Rabbeinu believing the gamgim and the Rashi doesn't like it. Chari v'kam l'kaimus l'hikvi l'kach. You see, we find many places that we do not care to use the same language as Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnei Gardim Mishara Ashbos Maseches Idios Mefarish and Maseches Idios. We explain Lama Husker Shemu Nosel Mesham. Come on, why is it mentioned their craft and their job and their where they were? Loimet the teacher Shulim that Adam Atzim the Beis Medrash. Person should not refrain from coming to the Beis Medrash. Sheinacha Umnus Bechusim Megardi. There is no lower job than the Gardi. Shein Mamidim Mina Lo Kohen Gadol V'Lo Melech. You will not make such a person into a Kohen Gadol or the king. Can Mina Bekedushin the same Kedushin? Pein Char B'Yishalayim Pachus M'Shar Ashbois. And there's no lower gate in Yishalayim than the Dung Gate. Be'Echriel Be'Edusim Be'Kol Chachmei Yisrael. And with their testimony, they decide halacha in front of all of the Chachamim. Kol Hanoshim Haroi Yisdam That See Blood Dain Shaitzin Latomi Tyrus M'Shas V'Yosim Be'Eloch. That any Tyrus that they now touch from now on, from the time that they saw, becomes Tomei. Pekida la Pekida Lumafreya. Retroactively. Botka Hayom, she checks herself today, Matzah Tahir and finds herself Tahir. Botka la Shavua, checks herself at the end of the week. Matzah Tahir and finds herself Tomei. Cheshon Lamagab. We suspect that anything she touched became Tomei. Mebedika Rishana from the original checking. Me'elach onwards. Shemim Silik Yidea Rasa. Perhaps when she removed her hand, that's when she saw the blood. There are two retroactive times mentioned by the woman. But you follow the more lenient one. If the last time she checked was further back than a 24-hour period, then you follow the 24-hour period. If the 24-hour period was further back than the last time she checked herself in the last 24 hours, then you go after the last time she checked. You shorten times after this, meaning following that. But whether or not it really doesn't be Shammai, so it's Shammai and Hillel themselves, with regard to by a neder or nedava which is being brought on Yom Tov, whether or not you will do the smicha leaning on the animal. The three places Rav Huna said, there was no earlier previous machlekes before Hillel and Shammai. All of the Abezdins and the Nesim, Yosef and Yezer, and Hillel from Yosef and Yezer until Hillel, Dechakuba, they already had a machlekes in this. The Meseches Chagiga, and you can see Meseches Chagiga is already mentioned and listed. Habaitzer, Anovin, Ladarcha, Megatif, a person who harvests grapes in order to press them. The Elo, Abaitzer, Litzimukin, if he harvested them in order to make raisins. Mashka, Yosef, and Emach Shirin. The liquid which comes out of them does not make something fit to become tummy. The Lo Nichalev, because he doesn't want the liquid to come out. The wine that is dripping on them, from them, on top of them, even though it's going to go to waste on the ground, because it's seeping out from the baskets, it's still a gezer, perhaps you will harvest them into baskets which are completely sealed and waterproof, watertight. Can be first. Chaimers will explain later. So he didn't stand in the machlekes. As we say in the brisa later in the perik, that day Hillel was subservient to Shammai. Malchus Harasha is Rami, the wicked Roman Empire. Pashta his kilokoshim. They started to conquer them. Hillel v'Shimon. Rabban Shimon is benoy shel Hillel. He was the son of Hillel. Rabban Gamliel, who Rabban Gamliel Azakin. He is Rabban Gamliel Azakin, still at the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the grandson of Hillel. Shimon, who Rabbi Shimon and Neradim Harugei Malchus. He is right at the time of the Korban. He was on the first of the ten Harugei Malchus. Who Hayah Aviv shel Rabban Gamliel, the sire of the Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He is the father of Rabban Gamliel, who caused problems to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. V'sha'asa Machlekes and Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus, man Machlekes and Rabbi Elazar ben Horkanus, more commonly known as Rabban Gamliel the Abna. Mnei Abayis, Ba'oid Abayis Kayim, while the Beis Hamikdash was still around. Kufshana Achreinim, Shalifnei Achorban, the last 100 years before the Horban, Hiskel, Nisiyasa Shehillel, that's when Hillel's Nisiyah started. Uparnasai, Elo, Arba, Doiris, Kufshana, and the Parnas, meaning the leader of these 4 generations for 100 years, Alma Hillel, Kaidib, the Horban, Kufshana, see Hillel was 100 years before the Horban. Hillel Yosef ben Yoezer, Kadim Lehillel, Kamadaris, Mesechas Obos, you see Mesechas Obos, that Yosef ben Yoezer came before Hillel, a number of generations. Tezvav, Omid, Beis. Also, Inuhu, Yosef ben Yosef, Yosef ben Yosef, Yosef Ish Yushalayim, Gazer, Gush, Elisar, Chuma, Hanogas, Gush, Ha'ofer, Chuma, which will touch into some sort of clump of the dirt, Ba'avira, Litlois, Chuma, Nechnasis, Ba'avira, Chuma, which goes into the ear space of Chutzlaritz, Ba'ain, Dever, Masik, Ben Tayim, and there's nothing separating between the ground of Chutzlaritz and the Chuma, could go and shade the Perutzim and Tachteh if you have a box which is open on its bottom. Bekati Agusha Lissorif Ba'usha Gazer, that on a clump of dirt the Gezerah would happen, and Usha after the Horban. Al Savik Be'sapras, Klaimitz means to say Al Svekel Shal Be'sapras, the Savik of the Be'sapras. Could go in, for example, Chuma Shenechnes is the Be'sapras, you have Chuma which was born to a Be'sapras, so why is Be'sapras? To Sadash of a Ba'kever, that is a field which a grave had been in it, and we no longer know where it is. Haino Savik, that is the Savik de Liadina, we do not know, Im He'ila Ala Kever, Im Lav, whether or not the Chuma passed over on top of the grave or not. While Svekel shall offer Eretz Amim, the Kol offer Eretz Amim, the Safkalon, the Kever shall make, because all of the dirt in Chutz Laretz, we have a doubt, perhaps there is a grave underneath this dirt. Valspekel Shabigde Hama Oritz, the Kulom, the Safkulon, and all the Kulon of Ame Oritz, we have a Suffolk, Shem Yashvalim, Ishtonido. Perhaps his wife sat on them while she was in Nida. Kedinan, Bigde Hama Oritz, Midras, the Prushin, that the clothing of and Hama Oritz is considered Tommy Midras to somebody who is a Parish and more Makbet on Tumim and Tahara. Valspekel Kalim and Son, the Loyadin, we do not know Tamim him if they are Tame or not. Suffolk Reikin, Kol Reik, Misafkal, and the Dilma de Zamnino, any spit we find, we do not know if it perhaps it came from a Zov. Well, Suffolk be Raglia Odom, Ha Suffolk Lodomi Lahanachdale, this Suffolk is not comparable to the early ones, they love Filu, Misafkalon, it may Raglia Odom Hain, it may Raglia Behema Hain, even if we don't know whether or not it is human urine or animal urine, the Ekin Trace Sveke, Lukula, we still have, in that such a case, we have two. Sveikas to gold makele, the aim, Tim Solimer, the Adam, because even if you're going to say perhaps it's a human urine, Shematar, perhaps it came from a Tara person. Shekenegan may Ragley Mehemet, Rabusa Ashmeinan, Sikshinos Achidish, the low tame, we should not say, Midahani the Behema, Hani Nami the Behema. That even though this is found next to urine of an animal, that we will assume that this urine is also an animal, but rather we make the assumption, at least Mesophic, that is human urine. Vade magen misafik tumasan yodea vadei shenaga behen truma. We know that the truma touched it. Avo ena yodea im him tmeim im lav. We didn't know if they were tummy or nakin. The first beklos we explained by all of them. Surfing behind a gusha nezel a clump of dirt. Beusha hiskina kamashanam achar chorben. The number of years after the destruction of the base of Mikdash, karmin in Rosh Hashanah, as we said in Rosh Hashanah, gabiyun masos nasas shechina by the 10 trips that the shechina took, and also the Sanhedrin went to Golis, and one of them was Usha. Ve'elu choytzitzin legabe tefillah with regard to going to the mikvah hazefes v'hamor is gersinin that's our gersa because chuches shehin chalakim they are smooth ve'in other makbid al tit person doesn't care about the tit being on them v'dover achar and nidbak behen and anything else which is attached to them l'fisha neifel me'elu because it just falls off v'hani hu de mitbiki tuba these which are attached very well the couple line people care about the in choytzitz elu dover hamakbid alov and a chetzitza a separation with regard to the mikvah is only something which somebody cares about. And you undid its Torah status of being called a klicheres. Klicheres shvirasa metaharosoi, because by klicheres, what makes a tahar is breaking it. Now it's considered metal kli, the kol kabbalas tuma. To muscle mishum aver hamamido, because all of the fact that it's becoming tummy is because of this metal piece, which is making it into standing it up, meaning keeping it intact as a kli. Hilkach islay tarav mikvah. So there, since it's considered a metal kli, it can now be made tahar by being put in the mikvah. Mitame v'lo armina batalei mitaras kli. We do not say it has become no longer considered a kli kashar kli cheres like any other earthenware kli, hanishbar that was broken, the kasavar halach achar maimi, because he holds that we follow that which is holding it together, mataris kli matechas olav, and therefore is considered a metal kli. Elamayapta hoil v'shavinu kli cheres, now that we are considering it like a kli cheres.